man. I what happened in this week?
I mean, well, so it's the dawn of a new age. It's the dawn of the next generation.
The next gen took a legitimate fast start.
So we didn't do a show last week after Microsoft's dropping because Sony's like, we'll wait a week. And they had their dropping today.
Can I laugh at the Microsoft dropping because it was completely taken away from them? Did you
It
not
really
know that?
was, wasn't
No, what?
It leaked on Twitter, and
Right.
then they had to scramble and make their official announcement at like 11 p.m. EST, because all of the existence of the Xbox One S, the look of the Xbox One S, the prices and the release date for both the X and the S all leaked a day before their own conference was supposed to start, and so they just gave up and they're like, all right, fuck it. Yep, it's official. That's the date and the time, and pre-orders go live on the 22nd.
I saw Game Pass's Twitter acknowledge that. So yeah, that sucks.
So,
But they're
why?
out. We have information. We have dates. I think we were all kind of wrong.
For the date or the price?
Price.
I think we called the price. I was saying
I
400.
believe I'm pretty sure you called the price of 400 and 300.
I did. I was wrong.
No, I'm talking about Josh because
Oh
he's
yeah.
dumb.
I was joking at those prices, but I agreed with the 499 and the 399.
So, do you want to talk about Microsoft? Do you want to talk about PlayStation first?
Well, I mean, what else did Microsoft announce besides the price, date, and launch?
Well, I guess we could talk
It.
about the Series S, because that's newish.
Yeah.
It's a smaller, more powerful than an Xbox One,
But not by much.
not by much, and way less powerful than an S and discless.
Yes. So the big difference to understand about the Xbox different versions and the PlayStation different versions, and I think this is going to really come into play, is the, like Chris said, the Xbox S, Series S,
Yes.
is
S
the
as in.
discless. S is in silly or
Yeah.
sad, is because it's discless, like Chris pointed out, it's digital only, but it's also a weaker system. So it is a next gen system. It will play all next gen games, but think of it as playing a game on computer on high settings versus low settings.
That just seems like a strange move to do, though.
It is,
Like,
but at the same time, if you can get people to invest in your ecosystem, then they'll most likely upgrade later down the road. So
well,
I get their point.
and I see the S as a second, like a children's console, something that you can get to put in their bedrooms, or you know, like if you're a streamer and you've got different setups, it could be a workable streaming device. I think it has some potential. I think it'll be the first of the four models we've seen canceled. Like I think we're only going to see a short window of this.
Well, I think the other thing is the S is going to be positioned as the affordable family edition because you sell someone a $299S and then you get them on Game Pass and then that's a wrap for $299 and then $15 a month. They have all the games they'll ever need. Like it's great for families and kids on a budget. And so the big difference is with Xbox, your discless version is less powerful.
So
On
here's the thing
PlayStation,
that I've been.
hold on just one second. And now on
Okay, no worries.
PlayStation, the only difference is one is discless, but the console itself is the same power-wise. So with PlayStation, if you want to go all digital, you are not sacrificing quality of your games. So there's room for both.
It's an interesting philosophy, and I've been thinking about this because with the price and reveal of what we know about the discless PlayStation 5, that sealed the deal on which model I was going to pick up.
Which is?
it's not so clear cut with the Xbox, because
you're going all digital, right?
I'm pretty much all digital as it is.
No sexy steelbooks for Chris this gen.
No, you can keep all your steelbooks. I'm good, but I don't really want the. I really would prefer a discless Xbox, but if it's gonna suck, I'm just gonna have to buy the one with the disc drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like Microsoft is undercutting their more powerful machine with the weaker machine. People are going to eventually just... It's like they're going to see their sales for the S a lot higher than the X. And
yeah, but does that really matter to them? They're still making money.
Well, no, you're right. And I think there's also a trend that Microsoft is really going to. I really think they want to cultivate more PC gamers at the end of the day. So... Like, I don't know if this is, like, a jumping point to them doing, like, cloud service gaming and pretty much have a system based out of cloud gaming service. But, like, I don't know. I just really do feel like that's just going to – it's weird. It's like you have a – you're toting that you have the most powerful machine, but yet you put a weaker machine out on the market – for a cheaper price, and you're probably going to undercut your larger, more powerful machine. And I feel like you're just giving, in a way, this is giving Sony like a head start. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird business move.
See, really... and here's what I keep trying to stress to you specifically, because you've said this multiple times, is that you are thinking like last gen terms. And that's just no longer what Microsoft cares about. Microsoft wants you in their ecosystem. They don't care if you buy an S. They don't care if you buy an X. They've publicly stated this. They don't care if you only play their games on PC, because by getting onto Game Pass and subscribing to Xbox Live, that's what they want. They want you in their ecosystem. They want your monthly payments. That's where their money comes in, the services. Where you play, because they just launched xCloud. You don't even have to own an Xbox anymore or a computer. You can literally play your games on an Android phone.
Only they Android phones.
Yes. They don't care because you're still paying them. Microsoft has changed, so it doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is the S is not going to undercut their systems. Because the X will appeal to the hardcore, and the S will appeal to families.
Yeah, I get the putting them in the ecosystem, and I really feel like it's like, then why even really build a console when you can just have your ecosystem based off of a PC model?
Well, that is a debate that some gamers are struggling with. Our friend Kevin has been an Xbox boy since it came out, way back in 2000, and has just said, like, I don't see a reason to buy an Xbox.
Actually, it's 2001.
All right, no one could possibly care, nerd. But he basically just told us that, like, he does not care about getting a system because his PC is more powerful than any system.
Right, and if you can play any of the Microsoft titles, like the Halo games or any of their exclusive titles on PC, it is kind of like... They're kind of like, we get where the generation's going. The console generation war is kind of won by Sony because of their exclusives. And Nintendo has the handheld market, and Nintendo has the flagships. So, like, Microsoft is, you do the cloud-based gaming and you do the subscription gaming, but at the end of the day, if you have a strong enough PC, why even buy that generation system? Well,
because I don't have that powerful of a PC. I have a good PC, but I'm not... But Kevin, Kevin's a crazy person. Kevin's got a PC that NASA could use. And I just want a thing to sit in my living room and let me play video games on my big TV from my comfy chair. And my PC is not in the living room, and it's not hooked up to my TV, and it's not with my comfy chair. So I'm buying an Xbox because that's where I want to play my games. And that is the reason why I will get an Xbox. I mean, I'm going to get the PlayStation 2. I'm not made of stone. But I'm getting them because I like playing from my couch. I could move everything into my office and raise the temperature by 100 degrees.
Chris.
Yeah.
Now that we have the information and now that we have the new announcements and the PlayStation and the date and the price and everything.
Yes.
Have you decided which one you're getting first?
No.
Because I know initially you're like, I'm going Xbox first.
Yes.
But then they announced Deathloop's exclusive, Final Fantasy's exclusive, it's launching with Spider-Man and all these other things, and it's the same price, and I didn't know.
It's a hard choice to make at the moment. Because I don't know. I don't know what availability will be, because I'm not, I don't want to pre-order it. I just kind of want to, I want to get in the, I want to hit the phase where when I have enough stuff, I can go to Best Buy and grab a system. And also I've got stuff around the house that needs to be replaced first before I buy a system. So it might be until the new year. But I don't have a firm, like, there's no killer app on either that would get me to instantly buy a system.
And unfortunately, there is for Matthew.
Well, we can talk about that. But yeah, the Xbox, are we okay with the price point of, what is it, $499 for the
Both X? Are $499, and then the S is $299, and the PS5 digital is $399.
I think that's a fair price.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any. The only issue I have, and I sent a video in our Discord chat about the size mock-ups. I don't know if it's going to fit in my TV stand.
It will. Just put it on the side.
Well, it looks weird on the side.
That's the argument I've never understood. Once a system is hooked up, you never look at it.
They both look weird.
Especially if you're going digital. No, yeah, it's fine. That may be true, but it's not going to matter, especially when it's all digital and you won't even be touching it to put a disc in.
If it fits. If it doesn't fit, then the next market will be people rebuying TV stands.
Yeah. So, Chris, here's an announcement for you.
Yes.
They did announce that the PlayStation Digital version will be the much less produced model. So it will be tougher to get. So if you can pre-order it, now's the chance, because we don't know how long they plan on actually making it.
Well, that's something just to definitely consider. Okay, so let's talk about what PlayStation. PlayStation dropped their knowledge about 4 hours ago.
Yes, and it was mostly a redux of the last conference. Most of the games were just new looks at games we knew about, such as Miles Morales, Oddworld, Resident Evil Village.
Well, we got gameplay of Miles Morales, which
we sure did.
Which, if you played Spider-Man, it looks very similar.
So good.
Oh, my God, but he looked so freaking cool with his spider shock.
Yeah.
And his,
Yeah. I think Miles Morales' power set will make for some very interesting gameplay stuff to add to Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
All the Spider-Man?
Is that like Robot?
No. I was being silly. And we had our first real look at the Harry Potter RPG.
That surprised me. Open world.
Fully, yeah, that was a...
It was more ambitious than I thought it would be. Well, and let me ask you this question. It's kind of a semi-pertinent question, because J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, is a bad person. But you know, we are Harry Potter people. We grew up reading the books. We've seen the movies, yada yada yada. Does her current shitheadedness affect your enjoyment, possible purchase of this game?
No, it should. If I had any willpower at all, but I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably do it, but I'll feel bad about it. Which I don't know what that says about me. I guess I suck. But I'm not made of stone, all right? I've wanted an open-world Harry Potter RPG for, I don't know, let's go with 15 years now?
Yeah.
So, and when they show us how ambitious it is and how, you know, allegedly big the world is.
Well, the other thing, Chris, for me at least, is that the creators of the game publicly came out and said that JK has had nothing to do with the game. She's had no input. She has contributed nothing. It's just because it's a Harry Potter game, but they knew how toxic she was, and they actually came out and made that announcement. It's like, yo, we know, they didn't so much say it, but they're like, we know she's a shitbag, but don't worry, she has not touched our game.
That is true. That is true. They did come out and say that.
That is part of why I'm okay with it. And also, holy crap, That looked pretty, and I want to be a Ravenclaw.
Yeah, you would, you fucking nerd.
Yeah, well, better than being a Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff for life.
Nothing is good about Hufflepuff. Name one thing.
We got Cedric.
Yeah, and what happened to him?
Well, that's Harry's fault. That's not Cedric's fault.
Name one good thing Cedric Diggory did besides Diggory die.
He became a vampire and nailed Kristen Stewart.
Wow.
We also got some more footage of Deathloop.
AKA the game that's going to make Chris buy a PlayStation.
Which is a game that I'm fascinated by, and every time I see it, it raises more questions.
That game is just full of just bonker sauce on so many levels. I love the aesthetic. I love how crazy it looks. I am with Chris. I have tons of questions. I want to know what the hell is going on in this game.
I just want to know, like how is it going to work?
Or, like, other players hunting you also?
Yeah, like, is it co-op? Like, do I have to play with Josh? Can I play by myself? How many, like, is it like Hitman where I can just do it over and over? I have questions.
There's a lot of really cool questions, and it just looks, I don't know, the gameplay for that looks really fluid, and there's a lot of really cool things happening in that game. That's just got a level of cool factor that's unreal.
We also saw...
No, I'm pretty sure it runs off of the... Nah, I got nothing.
You got nothing.
We also saw... a new Five Nights at Freddy's game.
Yeah, we don't... Look, I accept that not everything's going to be tailored to me, but even then I was like, wow, who cares?
I just want to say that I'm kind of impressed that Five Nights at Freddy's is still going strong.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of impressed.
It's still a game. That's amazing.
Yeah. I thought people would have gotten tired of it a while ago, but I don't know.
No.
We have a new story trailer for Village, Resident Evil.
That, man, I'm impressed by Capcom by taking these leaps when it comes to the Resident Evil franchise. Like, man, I feel like they're gonna eventually make a Silent Hill game that Konami should have made years ago. Like, 9 is probably gonna be something like it, but it looks great.
I think you look great.
Aww. Thank you.
Matt, did you care about Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War?
No, that was my bathroom break.
Can I tell you the thing that impressed me most about that trailer?
Reagan's facial recognition?
No, is that our Black Ops team, our Black Ops boys in the 80s, got their hands on an RC car that was fast enough to overtake an airplane taking off.
That's Call of Duty for you.
That's the kind of ingenuity that won us the Cold War.
The Cold War... No, yeah.
We did it, boys. We'll what else happened?
Say, if they don't use the tagline, the Cold War is heating up, then I've just lost all respect.
I'm surprised they haven't used that yet. There's like 3 Cold War games. Do you want to talk about PlayStation Game Pass?
So it's not so much Game Pass as it is like that's how they're. It's part of their backwards compatibility scenario. Mm. Like if you have PlayStation Plus, then you'll have instant access to all those games.
Which is PlayStation 4 console exclusive. So
yeah,
it's a good batch of games.
I think it's a great batch of games, but it's not Game Pass that Microsoft has. But it's no. Still...
But you know what? It's the start of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, it is a start of something.
And they didn't mention anything about the more recent ones, like Last of Us 2 or even Spider-Man. They didn't show those off in their...
They did show Last of Us.
They showed Last of Us Remastered, but not 2.
Mm.
Or Tsushima. They didn't show any of that, so that might be added a little later on.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, Demon's Souls is coming out. Talk to us about why Demon's Souls is cool.
Whoa. That's heavy. Man, it's. I think it's really... So this is like, besides Zelda 2, this is the first real Souls game where you get that title of Souls game. It's punishing. It really is. I find
literally was the first Souls game.
Yeah, it. This is the daddy. This is it. But watching that trailer and watching how like just beautifully every single move was executed was just, I don't know, it was really amazing. It was amazing seeing the lighting and how the way the souls went in, the little bits of lighting that happened, and just I'm still processing. There's two things I'm processing from this whole thing, and that's the Demon Souls trailer and it's the Final Fantasy 16 trailer, and Demon Souls being a day one on launch is, that's amazing. Even though like Cyberpunk is coming out like the week after it launches, but like, man, Demon Souls and Spider-Man being the two games you start off with for this system is, that's Sony setting the bar really high.
And then already knowing that we have Final Fantasy 16, Horizon, Far, something, and God of War Ragnarok on the way, like that's just crazy pants to me.
Yeah, it's... so we have our first trailer of 16, and it looks like it's a return back to classic high fantasy kind of stuff.
That is, I think, my favorite part of that entire
announcement. That is the greatest part of that whole thing. That the high fantasy gave me chills. I'm happy to see this return. I am so, because the last time they did this return was Final Fantasy IX and then Final Fantasy XII, and it just works out for them.
Also, and I think our friend Kevin pointed out that one of the best things about this is the story is being done by the guy who saved Final Fantasy XIV and turned it into one of the best Final Fantasy games of all time.
That's pretty rad. That's pretty rad.
So there was no date. So it'll be triple question mark when it comes out. But you know, it's a new mainline Final Fantasy, so it's pretty exciting.
Exactly.
And Ragnarok, we got nothing but the title card, and the date of next year. So that's something.
Yeah, the fact, so that means, that pretty much guarantees it's the holiday game for next year.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah. I mean, you don't drop 2021, like you don't release God of War in July.
No, that's silly.
When was God of War released? March, right?
It was a March game. Yeah. But we're definitely not getting it in March because Horizon comes out first.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I know I got the Xbox 360 and I was a big fan of the 360 because of Mass Effect, pretty much the main reason why I got the Xbox. But now it's just, I think Sony just has the better exclusives.
Well, I don't think anyone's fighting you on that one. It's
there's you really can't. Like,
Josh is going to bring it up enough to make it a fight.
Yeah, it's going to be a fight. Chris, you and I, let's go.
Oh my god. I'm just going to keep rolling my eyes at you.
I do want to say I did notice something, not in the Sony press conference, but something floating around the internet about the Mass Effect trilogy being released.
Yes, I saw that. Yep. It was listed at multiple stores as well.
So I want to throw that out there, but at the end of the day, shitcake, Sony.
So we also Matt, I assume you're going full disc for your PlayStation.
You know it, fam.
Good enough. So we also, I guess we'll talk about the fact that some games are going to be now $70 as opposed to the usual $59.99 they have been.
I think we've all expected that.
Well, game prices haven't changed in like 10 years.
Yeah. No, more than that. $60 was the game of PlayStation 3.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Because so, it used to be $49.99 for new games for the Xbox.
Xbox and PS2 were $49.99. PS3 and 360 were $59.99. So prices have not changed since 2006. Even though inflation has gone up, up, up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a major issue with this price increase?
I mean, of course I do, because Best Buy no longer has the discount service. That would have been awesome, but
yeah, this is a toughie because it does feel like, I feel like if you do get the digital game and you're paying $70 for it, you're kind of getting ripped off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Digital people do tend to get ripped off with full price games.
You know, I really feel like the digital game should have a little more bells and whistles to it and maybe access to DLC or something like that. But something. Like, yeah, like...
Or $5 cheaper, whatever.
Yeah, $69.99 is... It's a tough price because you're not getting a physical copy of said item. And, you know, if you don't like the game, you can't go and trade it in or so on. But it I don't know. I really feel like you have to really be, like, I'm going to get the digital PlayStation 5, but, like, I already know the games I'm going to get is, like, I'm already a big fan of that series. So it kind of makes you take less risk in a weird way with games. And also if they go on sale, so.
Yeah. Does anyone have any strong opinions about the PlayStation, about the Xbox?
A blout?
Yeah.
I
can't talk good.
It's okay.
I think, here's the other reason why Xbox is going to probably make out better for this is, even if games are $59 or $69.99 a pop, if you have Game Pass, at least Microsoft's are free.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, not free. Because they're raising the price of Game Pass.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't. But Game Pass is so useful. What's the word I'm looking for?
The best service of all time?
Best value. It's the best value, so it could stand to be a little more expensive.
All I know is that it's going to be a great gen, I'm hoping.
Okay, so you'd mentioned before we started recording that the Sony pre-sales are completely sold out everywhere.
Yes.
We won't know about Microsoft's until
Amazon has not gone up yet.
Okay. We won't know about Microsoft's until next week when pre-sales go on for the Xbox Series.
Correct.
Give me a first week sales winner.
See, it's tricky because we're in the middle of a pandemic still and money is tight for a lot of people. So it's not going to be the free for all that you normally expect. It comes down to who made more. Mm. And we know for a fact that Microsoft has made more consoles for this initial run. So Xbox is going to take the lead for the holiday season because PlayStation's going to be hamstrung by production issues. They're just not going to have enough in store. The demand will be higher, but I think that's really going to hurt them because once people buy an Xbox because they want the new thing for Christmas, they're not going to then immediately go out and buy a PlayStation when it comes out in February. They're going to be stuck with the Xbox, and I think it's going to hurt them, but it is what it is. COVID kind of screwed them up.
Josh, tell me why the PlayStation is going to break sales records.
Okay, so I'm not going to say they're going to break sales records. I think I agree with Matt on that Microsoft is actually going to do really well in the beginning. But I think the scarcity of the PlayStation 5 is going to wind up helping Sony in the long run. Because that scarcity is going to allow them. It's like, you know, it's the whole supply and demand thing where, you know, you do a limited amount. It's like Supreme. People love Supreme because there's scarcity to it. So people are going to want the PlayStation 5 even more. And then the games for the PlayStation 5 is going to bring people in even more. So the moment, every single moment there's a PlayStation 5 release at a store, people are going to go there and they're going to rip that place apart. It was like with the Wii. When the Wii first came out, it was so hard to get. And that's how they build up their sales numbers, because of scarcity.
Okay. I think that's fair. I think I'm inclined to agree with Matt about just the whoever has more stock. But there is also a pandemic still. Everything's on fire and terrible. So, like, really, who knows? This could be the worst holiday ever because people don't have extra cash.
Yeah.
Should they have waited till next year?
No.
Yes.
No, because their fan bases were already getting too angry, developers and publishers, they have games they need to release.
I mean, there's no guarantee that anything would be better next year, so you might as well push them out now and just let people
exactly get just them. start the gen, because with systems out there, then more people start making games for them, including indie developers, and that's how you. It is what it is.
Yeah, if we knew for certain that by, I don't know, March everything would be back to normal, I would hold off till March or April. But in the great unknown, just fucking do it.
Just get yourself a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox.
Listen, life is misery. Get a PlayStation; it'll make you feel better.
Can't argue with that.
So yeah, that's the biggest stuff that's happened.
Yo,
it is a big deal.
Yeah.
There was
something else I was thinking about.
Well, we know tomorrow we have a new Nintendo Direct for third party. The rumor being Bravely Default 2 is going to make an appearance.
Well, that would be nice.
That's pretty rad. So
push next year.
What's that?
I don't have anything. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say here's the thing. Like, Nintendo is going to eventually have to respond to these next gen consoles. What do you think we're seeing? What are we going to see from Nintendo?
A slightly more powerful Switch.
Because that's all they really need to do, right?
Well, I also think the genie's out of the bottle for the Switch. Like, you can't go back to a proper console after you've had this revolutionary thing.
That's the problem. It's the Wii issue. Their console is too popular, so what do they do next? Like, the Switch has now become so popular because you can take it with you that if they went to a traditional console again, I think it would hurt them.
I can see something like Switch 2 being Electric Boogaloo, having like a more some sort of hardware in the dock that can make it more powerful.
Yeah,
something like that. Maybe, you know, this is kind of pipe dreams, because I think the Switch model itself is pretty perfect.
Well, there are rumors of a Switch Pro that'll just have enhanced insides.
Yeah, I see that. I see that more likely than like another box. But if they could find some way to integrate the dock to make it more powerful, that would be pretty neat.
Yep.
But who knows?
Indubitably.
Yeah. So that's all the gaming stuff. Have you played anything this week, Matt?
Sure did.
What'd you play?
Played some Avengers. Mm. I played some Star Renegades. Mm. I played some Paradise Killer. Ooh. And I beat CrossCode.
Oh, is CrossCode still your favorite game this year?
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds like a strong yes.
It does sound like a strong yes.
He's like, yes.
It's tough because it's going up against Last of Us and Ghost.
Yes.
But
I think I'm still leading to Last of Us. I mean, sorry, Ghost.
Can we just point out how great this year has been for PlayStation? Like, what a swan song year. Jesus. With Final Fantasy VII Remake, Last of Us 2, Ghost of Tsushima, hit back to back to back, and they're going to end with Demon's Souls and Miles Spider-Man. Like, let's start off fucking new solid.
And you know what the best part is of living in a cursed earth hellscape? Is that this year has been so long that I forgot that some of those games came out this year. So,
well, I have Final Fantasy VII. I have a list of games I beat. Like, can you imagine, believe that Dragon Ball Z Kakarot came out this year?
February? I think that was in February, right?
It was a January game.
Jesus.
I like to periodically remind my wife that we went out of town to Houston in January.
Did you?
Yeah, sure did.
I mean, I like to remind myself that I started this year out by going to PAX and Mardi Gras in the same month.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Then the world turned to shit.
COVID. You did get COVID. Don't say it was the flu. You got COVID.
No, it was just the regular boring ass flu. I was freaking out that it wasn't, but it was.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
Have you watched
my anything? Antibodies say otherwise, Josh. Yeah.
Have you watched anything interesting, Matt?
Caitlin and I watched Point Break for the first time.
Nice.
Great movie.
That was a great movie. We also watched Caitlin, what was that movie we watched the other day?
Jesus.
No, the other one, the sweet one.
Wow, they're really getting into like parenting. What? Some real dad behavior.
Yeah. So we watched a new movie on Netflix. No, not Netflix. On something on Netflix called Love Guaranteed, starring Rachel Lee Cook of She's All That fame.
Aww.
And Damon Wayans of now like New Girl and Happy Endings and stuff like that.
Sure.
It was a very sweet romantic comedy movie about a female lawyer who didn't take no guff.
A single female lawyer.
Single female lawyer.
All right. Interesting.
Josh, have you played or watched anything interesting in the last 2 weeks?
Neo 2 has DLC and it's really good and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that came out this year.
Yeah.
And Kate and I are watching The Keeper. It's a Netflix documentary about Catholic schools and all of the really dark secrets. Mm. It's brutal. I suggest it, but I do not suggest it. And then we watched Park Action Lawsuit, I think it was. I forget the name of it. It was an HBO series about this crazy water park in New Jersey.
Oh, yes.
Dude, it is so good.
And they made that into a movie with Johnny Knoxville called Action Park.
Yeah, it's really good. And McMillions, about the McDonald's monopoly.
That's a fascinating story.
It's a really interesting how that all plays out. But yeah, not really much on the video game front right now. I'm really waiting for Cyberpunk. I'm like,
well,
that's, man. This next gen Demon Souls starting off, and then Cyberpunk. I don't even know.
And the best part is, if you get Cyberpunk, Josh, on PS4 and start playing, it'll immediately transfer into a PlayStation 5 version.
Oh, they confirmed that?
Yes.
Josh, nice. Are you getting a launch system?
Well, I don't know yet, because if I can't get the pre-order, then I might not get it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because I'm not going to go to a store and try to get it. And I'm definitely not going to try to order it from Amazon, because I think that's going to be extremely problematic. And I don't want to open up a box that says, tough luck.
You're going to get a box of bricks.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think that's how Amazon works, buddy.
Wow. Oh, look at me, mister. I've always had perfect Amazon packages.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
But... you know, I would really like to get my hands on the PlayStation 5 digital at launch.
Hmm.
I don't see that as a thing happening, just because
I do not either.
No.
You know, but we'll see. We'll see how everything plays out, honestly.
So, Matt, I forgot to ask you. You're getting a PlayStation first or an Xbox first?
Both.
Both at launch. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Not even gonna pretend otherwise.
Yeah, well, I know.
Now, to be fair, I could not do Xbox initially, because what are they launching with?
Yeah, stuff.
Nothing. Name one thing.
I could, but I'm very busy.
Exactly. all the stuff they're getting at launch, like Yakuza 7, Assassin's Creed, Watch Dogs, like Cyberpunk, are all games I'm getting on either computer or PlayStation 5.
I feel so very bad for Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
In that when I go through the Wikipedia games of 2020 list, I'm like, Watch Dogs Legion, great. Oh, hey, Cyberpunk, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? It's kind of like a really
They're really screwing themselves over with the launch date again. This is what they did with Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah, and then they're like, everyone's like, I can't believe Watch Dogs 2 didn't sell.
I'm like, I can, because they're fucking dumb.
Yeah, And it's great, and if you had pushed it a couple of months afterwards, you'd be okay.
See,
I know, that's the thing that sucks about
Watch Dogs. You know the story of that, right? You know the story of that, right? Is that Watch Dogs 1 came out in May.
Yes.
And didn't sell their obnoxious numbers they expected.
Well, they fucked up the marketing on that.
They did, badly. But they blamed, like, Watch Dogs for it. And then so this one, they're like, all right, well, this time we're going to release during the holidays. And then they launched at the same week as Fallout 4 and Call of Duty.
Yep, I remember that.
So, I mean, come on.
Yep. No, it's fine. You're just going to release it during the period where the biggest cyberpunk game of all time is ever being released.
Yes.
Right.
So I, Matt, you texted me about Splinter Cell VR for the Oculus,
yep.
and it made
yep.
me sad. So I downloaded Chaos Theory on the Xbox, so I could feel something akin to joy
something.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still good. It's great. It's still amazing.
Well, I'm happy.
Well, yeah, but now it makes me extra sad because it's never coming back.
Okay.
I guess I could get into Rainbow Six and use Sam.
You sure could.
Join that toxic ass community.
Wow.
I also picked up Kingdoms of Amalur Re-Reckoning.
Yeah.
Well,
how is the Re-Reckoning?
Well, so okay. So a little background. I played Kingdoms of Amalur when it came out, and I got, I don't know, maybe 10 hours or so, and I put it down for something else. I never came back to it. So now I've got nothing but time, so I've devoted all my energy to it. It's good. I think it's good. It really scratches an itch I didn't know I had. Like for kind of like a Fable-esque RPG.
Okay.
I don't know that it's perfectly optimized because there's been some odd glitching. But I mean for the price it was not bad.
Was it like,
yeah.
It's like
$30?
It's like $39, something like that.
Yeah.
And I believe, Matt, you may correct me. Does it come with a DLC or no?
What? Yes, it's
Reckoning?
Everything.
Okay. So, yeah, so that's not bad for a meaty game like that.
I just don't remember playing it. I played it. I just don't remember it.
Which is weird because it's got such a pedigree. It's got R.A. Salvatore. It's got the guy who made a bunch
it's
of other
Kurt
RPGs.
Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, I keep thinking about Kurt Schilling and laughing periodically.
Don't forget about that hot mess.
Well, like, periodically, I'm like, this game is great. Why isn't there a sequel? Oh, yeah, that's right, because Kurt Schilling fucked up the state of Rhode Island.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Way to go, Kurt.
As for watching, I watched Mask of the Phantasm last night, or the other night. And that's a movie I have not seen in a very long time.
Oh, that's right. And I mentioned that Caitlin and I had recently watched Return of the Joker, the Batman Beyond film.
That's another one I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, it holds up, man. It's amazing how well they hold up.
You know, I also watched Mask of the Phantasm a few weeks ago, and then I realized there were points in the movie where I was like, they could have done this, or they could have done that. There was a lot of scenes that were left like, man, that could have went really dark.
That could have gone to a full feature, a full hour and 30-minute feature, as opposed to it's like, I think it's like 70 minutes.
Yeah, it's a really short, but like, yeah, there's some moments with the Joker, like, I'm like, that can get really twisted real quick.
Yeah, like, and that's why it's so good. Also, important to have a movie where they're just offing dudes left and right. It still holds up. I mean, Mask of the Phantasm, everyone has said for years, is the best Batman movie. I mean, I don't know that that's super true anymore, but it's so great.
It's a good one. It's a really good one. It's a good animated one.
And I look forward to rewatching Revenge of the Joker at some point. Is the uncut version on HBO Max, Matt?
No, just the regular.
Oh, that's a bummer. I'm kind of really sad about that now. All right.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'll find. I think I have a copy of the uncensored version somewhere.
Cool.
I think that's about all that we have for this week.
It is.
So you said tomorrow we will have a Nintendo Direct.
Yep.
Next week, Xbox goes on pre-order, so we'll see if they can sell out all the shipping houses. Maybe we should talk about comics next week.
Yeah.
Can I tell you one brief thing about comics that I was happy to see back that I had completely forgotten since the pandemic started?
What's that?
Is the Kamala's Law story that's going through Magnificent Miss Marvel and Champions.
Okay.
Where, because there was an attack at Kamala's high school and she was injured in her civilian guise, they're now passing a law banning teenage heroes.
Boy, that sounds familiar.
Doesn't it, though? But the fact that it's only on teenage heroes and it's going to run through Champions and Miss Marvel, I'm actually excited for. We haven't had an issue of Miss Marvel in like 6 months. So.
That's true.
That is true. But that'll do it for us this week. We'll talk about comics next week, I promise.
Yeah.
Or the week after. Depends if something happens in the next couple of days.
There's going to be a lot of things happening.
Well, maybe. We'll see. All
right. You're right.
So, until next week, stay safe, wear your masks. Everyone have a good night.
Be an adult.
Peace.